you for calling Chariots of Hire. This is Marilla. How may I assist you?
Hi, it's Bobbin.
One moment, please.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. It's Shaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. You said that you had a project coming up and it got delayed to June. So I just wanted to see if it got delayed again or if you're ready to pull the trigger on those.
They delayed it again. See,
they delayed again?
Yeah, it's Oak Ridge. They're building a new parking area for their facility over there. And we're shuttling the people that work in the facility about 2 miles. They had to park like 2 miles from the building.
Oh.
And they were going to start another parking lot, which meant another shuttle, but they haven't started yet. So we're waiting.
Oh, okay, okay. I see. So they just have...
We provide a bus for them 5 days a week, 12 hours a day. So,
I see, okay. So they already have, they already hired you guys for one of their new parking lots.
Yeah,
they're just opening another one right now.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 6 months now, and they were supposed to start, well, actually, they were supposed to start in April, and then they're supposed to start in June, so they keep delaying. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So you, how many buses do you do you use right now to shuttle their employees?
No, I just use one right now.
Oh, okay. And it just goes back and forth.
Mm. It's constant back and forth, all day.
I see. Okay. Yeah. What kind of company is it again, did you say?
Oak Ridge, where they made the atomic bomb.
Oh, awesome.
And they still make stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
Secret. Every time the driver goes over there, he has to go through this warehouse, and they put the bus up on a rack and check it early and got the dogs, you know, and all that stuff. That's
wow, every single time you go, every single rotation?
No. We have to be there at 6 in the morning. And we start at 6:30. 6 to 6:15, they're inspecting the bus. And that's the only time they inspect it.
But that's
every morning.
I see.
And the driver has to have a top clearance, too.
Oh, wow. So they have to go do the background check. You have to have, like, a specific driver just to do that job.
I've got 4 drivers that do it. They rotate.
Oh, I see.
But
you need a...
They're very strict over there.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Would you need to hire new people for the... Once they start the other one? The other...
No, I've got, like, 12 bus drivers.
Oh.
We've got 14 buses.
Oh, I see. What do you, besides, you know, this job, what else do you normally do right now? Do you do any, like, tourist?
Yeah, we do tours, not very many of those, but we do, like, corporate work. And we do church and school work, like, we've got 2 coaches going to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is across the other side of the state, for the baseball playoffs. We just had 2 buses come back from Orlando, Florida, a school band competition, church facility. We do that kind of thing mainly on the buses. And then what they call Destination Imagination. It's a bunch of these genius 20,000 kids all over the world that come in here for science competition. And they're here all week in Knoxville.
When does that happen?
It's happening now.
Oh.
It's going on right now. It started Monday, and it goes through Sunday. This is the 12th year they've done this.
Oh, wow.
China, Russia, Peru, all over the world.
Rich kids.
Smart kids.
Rich and smart kids, yeah.
And see, the University of Tennessee is out right now, and so most of the kids stay in the dorms.
Oh, okay. So they stay at the University of Tennessee?
That's where they have the competition is on campus at the University of Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
There and the basketball facility.
Oh, I see. And do you do the sports for them too?
Pardon me?
Do you do the sports shuttling for them too, or no?
No, they have their projects there. That's one of the many places where they have their judging.
Oh, I see. Seems like you're always busy then. That's good.
Yep. This time of year, it's our busiest. Between now and, a couple of weeks in July slows down because the corporate world takes their vacation then.
Right.
And then it picks up again up through December. Then January, February, we might as well close our doors and go home. Nothing going on then.
January, February?
Mm-hmm.
That's true, because there's no... some of the corporate people are still go on vacation then, and then there's no school. Less tourists, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's winter months, and that's kind of a shutdown in the entire corporate world, we found out. We've been doing this for 28 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can count on the same thing every year, basically.
Same cycle every year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably have the same customers, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, it keeps growing, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. So the science fair, had they used you for the last 12 years since they've done this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Well, they not only use us, they use other companies, too.
Oh, I see.
We don't have enough vehicles to supply what they ask for.
Oh, I see.
Then we got the, there's a racetrack called Bristol Motor Speedway, 100 miles from us, and University of Tennessee, and it seats 160,000 people at that track. And the University of Tennessee is playing Virginia Tech at that racetrack this fall. And everything we've got is rented for that game.
When does that happen?
September the 2nd, Saturday in September.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds like you do a lot of big events.
Oh, we do.
What's your capacity with your for your fleet?
Well, I've got 556 passengers, and the rest are anywhere from 24 passengers to 32 passengers.
Oh. Okay, so a couple hundred.
I got four Mercedes Sprinters. They're fancy vans.
Yeah.
They seat 11.
Yeah, those are nice, though.
Yeah, the corporate world really likes those. They eat those a lot.
Yeah, when they go to their events and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Are they all tinted out and everything, too?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Everything we have is.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
you got sedans too?
Oh yeah, we have sedans and SUVs.
Wow, that's a lot.
We've got.
Would the sedans and SUV be like for like private hires?
Right. Well, corporate world uses that to just like if it's only one or two people flying in
mm-hmm.
to go to a meeting or a seminar, we use sedans.
Oh, I see. And you provide the drivers, too?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So it's just like the black Lincoln cars that pull up in the airport?
We've got the black Lincoln town car. Of course, they quit making those. And then we got the Cadillacs, and we got the Mercedes.
Mm. How many of those how many sedans do you have?
Let's see. 9 sedans. 7 SUVs.
Oh, that's a lot. You got a big fleet. Your lot must be big.
Yeah, it's 5 acres.
Oh, wow.
A big lot. And the building gets on that too.
Wow. Great. I'm sure you're when you have family dinners, you're the guy that provides all the transportation.
Oh yeah, and we deal a lot with the trend now is the Richies people of this area are having weddings in their yard at their house. That seems to be the theme now. So they've got to have buses to shuttle the people to their house from wherever they park. So we do a lot of that starting next month through the summer.
Wow, that's true, because it's wedding season now. Are y'all booked up now for the summer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Wow. June is a big. June and July are big. So, as far as wedding.
Yeah. Are you looking to pick up any extra cars?
Pardon me?
Are you looking to pick up any extra cars? Not right now. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, maybe next year, you know, once the word gets out that you do, you know, this type of event for, you know, wedding, shuttling, maybe more people are going to start booking you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll grow every year.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Quick question, do you already have like a vendor you're looking to, when you finally, they decide to start their parking lot project, do you already have a vendor you're looking to buy the shuttle from?
Yeah, we buy all of our buses from one source, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee.
What was that?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, so all your buses you've got from them?
All the smaller buses. The bigger buses we buy from Prevost.
Oh, Prevost. Is that also in Tennessee?
No, Prevost is in Canada.
Oh.
But their headquarters in the States is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, would they drive the buses from North Carolina then over to you?
No, they drive them from Canada.
Oh, really?
That's where they make them.
Okay. Would this one be one of the bigger ones that you're looking to buy?
No, this would be about a 32-passenger that we
Okay, and that would be from Nashville, Tennessee then?
Right.
Okay. Well, at least you won't have to wait too long to get that delivered.
No, they're like 100 miles from us.
Uh-huh. Who do you normally use for, to finance the buses? Do you use, like, multiple different sources, whoever gives you the best rate?
Yeah, we always shop with the sources. We got four or five sources that Volvo makes Prevost, so we finance our buses through Volvo. And also Advantage Funding does a lot of our smaller buses. Everbank, People's Capital. So we use all those.
Oh, okay. Capital. Everbank. Oh, okay, yeah, I see that you use Everbank. Yeah, that's your DMB is what I see here from Everbank. Nice. Is that your primary bank?
No.
Were you?
We don't have a primary bank. We did at one time. Sovereign Bank in advance, put it in your funding. You know, say $1 million or $2 million. You know, and when you use it up, you have to go and refile again. We used to do that with Sovereign Bank, but we quit because their interest rates got a little higher than anybody else's, so we stopped with Sovereign Bank.
Oh, yeah. Who do you use now, if you don't mind me asking?
We use just what I said, all those people we use for.
Oh, okay. I meant like...
Mercedes, Lincoln, use all those. When we buy at a dealership, say for a smaller unit like a car or SUV, we usually go through the finance at
the dealer. That's good. Probably have like one guy that you normally go to, and they already know you.
Right.
And you always buy them new and not used.
Only since I've been working here, and I've been here 10 years, we've only bought one used vehicle. The rest are new. And we don't trade them in when we're ready to get rid of them. We sell them outright.
Oh, okay. So once you're ready to get new cars, you sell the used, your old one, and so you can buy a new one. You don't actually trade it at the dealer.
We buy it at the dealer. We don't trade it. We put it on our property and put a for sale sign on it and put it for sale.
Huh.
But we've got a website that we put it on there too, and it'll be sold in a week.
Mm. I see.
Big buses, there's a guy out in New Mexico that buys them. He's bought two of ours already and wants to buy another one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is he like a business owner or just like a
no,
private?
He's got a bus company out there.
Oh, I see. Do you know if he used financing for that or he just pays you cash?
He sends us a cashier's check.
Oh, nice.
Guy's pretty wealthy.
Yeah, sounds like it. I was going to say, we can also, if you have anyone that's looking to buy buses or cars from you and they're business owners and they need some additional financing, we could do that for them too.
Well, I don't know what he does. He just gives us a check. He FedExes us a check and we ask no questions.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't question that either. It just gives me check,
right.
Cashier
exactly.
Check. Yeah. Yeah, well, alrighty then. Do you know when they're delaying this job until?
No, I do not.
No, they just kind of like tell you when they want to start type of thing?
They'll usually tell you, they'll give you a week's notice is how they operate.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's because, because I work with other business owners around the States, other people, like machine shops that deal with like the defense. They said that, you know, they're cutting funds, there's just not as much jobs, so maybe that's part of the issue why they keep delaying it.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, well, I won't keep you much longer. I'll just touch base. You said they give you a notice once, you know, a week's notice, so maybe I'll just touch base with you once a week and just to say hi, see how everything is going, and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.